Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese, Please. If you were camping out for the last week, fantastic. I'm glad you're here. This is the show you've been waiting for. Part number two of Greatest Novelty Records with a British flavor towards it. My name is Snark Dude.
And my name is Daffodil. And yep, you're listening to Cheese, Please. I will point out that part one was not British flavored. It was just kind of, you know, mixed bag of flavor.
Yes.
But this one is mostly British-ish.
Mostly British-y. Oh, yes. They got the spot of tea, shall we, Daffodil?
Tea and a crumpet.
Yes, tea and a crumpet. Starting off the show, we have Alan Klein coming up shortly with Three Coins in the Sewer. Rather
That's
interesting.
Interesting.
I just hope he had a bit of a, how shall I put it, a... What were those things? The clothes hangers. That's what they were. A clothes hanger on his nose while he did that.
Clothes pin.
Oh.
Clothes hanger is the thing you put the clothes on to hang it in the closet. It would be very hard to put it on your nose.
Oh. Yeah, I suppose. That probably hurt if you put the end of the clothes hanger up your nose. But anyway, we've got Bernard Breslaw starting off things with Mad Passionate Love. Right here on...
Your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we call Cheese, Please.
They was making mad, passionate love. Mad, passionate love. There in the park, they was happy as a lark, billing and cooing. They was making mad, passionate love. Mad, passionate love. They're all alone in a world of their own, doing their wooing. He whispered, I love you. My heart's all a-twitter over you. We'll forever love nest if you love me too. They was making mad, passionate love. Mad, passionate love. Then the lightning flashed and the thunder crashed. So the two little birdies flew away. So the two little birdies flew away. Making mad, passionate love. Mad, passionate love. Then the lightning flashed and the thunder crashed. So the two little birdies flew away. So the two little birdies flew away.
Ah. 4 out of 5 doctors from the Quack Institute agree.
This show will rock your mind.
What do you want me to do? Draw you a picture?
Cheese, please.
Three coins in the sewer, they fell down the drain, through a hole in my pocket. Now I'm right skint again. They rolled down the pavement, through the muck and the slime, went plop in the water, one at a time. Stuck me hand through the grating, but me arm was too short, and as I tried to remove it, so me fingers got caught. And a crowd gathered round me, they thought I was insane, as I lay in the gutter with me arm down the drain. Off came the drain cover, and I fell with a thud, crawled out through a manhole, all covered in mud. Now me friends won't come near me, oh ain't that a shame, since that day in the sewer I just don't smell the same. Since that day in the sewer, I just don't smell the same.
Go on, talk about throw your money down a drain. I've got an half boo on them pennies now and all, urgently. But I don't feel lonely. I've got B.O.
Keys, please. Alan Klein, and apparently he likes a lot of echo.
It sounds good, though.
Don't you think?
Well, he's supposed to be in the sewer. That's why there's echo.
I think this guy's a lawyer, and he runs a record company called Abco Music at one point.
I do not know.
Smart thing. He got out of singing, anyway. And Bernard Breslau, before that, we had Mad Passionate Love of Two Birdies. Or it seemed that way, anyway. That's what I heard. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warp, and the weird that we call Cheese, Please.
And this is part two of the greatest novelty records picked by some guy on the internet. That's all we know. With a British flavor this time around. A little bit of help from me. I had to sort through the greatest novelty records and
this is true.
Figure out what I had to play and what I didn't have to play. So I take some credits, but mostly some guy on the internet. We've got Alma Cogan coming up shortly in the middle of the house. I think we've played this before, but it fits. You know, that's all I get to say. Charlie Drake, though, starting off, he's known on this show for My Boomerang Will Come Back. But also, he's known for another song called Hello, My Darlings. Right here on...
Once again, we are bringing you the Greatest Novelty Records Part 2 with a British flavor. Right here on Cheese, Please.
Hello, my darling. When you're feeling sad and blue, and the job's too much for you, this is what you gotta do. Sing, hello, my darling. Happy days are on their way. This is what you've gotta say. It's a happy day today. Sing, hello, my darling. Wear a grin upon your sleeve. Smile and wink your eye. You will find to your surprise that happiness will multiply. Let it rain or let it shine, everything will turn out fine. The whole darn world is yours and mine. Sing, hello, my darling.
Hello, we're in Spain, men. How's the rain? Still mainly on the plain, is it? I got it.
When you're feeling sad and blue, and the job's too much for you, this is what you've got to do.
Sing!
Olé, my darling.
Happy days are on their way. This is what you've got to say.
It's a happy day today, say.
She looked lovely in white.
Wear a smile upon your sleeve, grin and wink your eye. You will find to your surprise one.
Happiness will multiply. Hello, Mum and Dad and Ted and Ada and Auntie Muriel. This is my first record, as you know. I hope you're going to buy one because I got a small remuneration from the
man. Yeah, mate, why don't you belt up and get on with it then?
All right. No need to be flamboyant about it.
Let it rain or let it shine, everything will turn out fine. The whole darn world is yours and mine. Sing hello, sing hello, sing hello, sing hello.
Get on with it.
Hello, my darling.
I've had enough of this. I'm going on the other side to have a bath.
Cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
The full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese.
The railroad comes through the middle of the house. The railroad comes through the middle of the house. The trains all come through the middle of the house since the company bought the land. Back no more.
No, he never comes back no more. Oh, the railroad comes through the middle of the house. The railroad comes through the middle of the house.
It comes and goes through the middle of the house, and the trains are all on time. And here comes the 509. The railroad comes through the middle of the house. Visit the house, he liked to scream and fuss. So we sat him right down in the middle of the house, and he never more bothered us.
No, he never more bothered us.
Oh, the railroad comes through the middle of the house. The railroad comes through the middle of the house.
Please, there goes a train in the middle of the house with Alma Cogan.
It happens sometimes.
Oh, that'd be rather inconvenient when you're watching TV or doing pretty much anything, I suppose. Train going through the middle of the house.
It would kind of really take, you know, some steam out of your day having a train going through the middle of your house.
Just imagine if you're like taking a shower or maybe a bath or something, or doing the other things you do in the bathroom, and
just wave to the people in the train.
and it's open and it's like, hi, you know? Oh well, anyway,
strange and unusual things.
Before that we had Charlie Drake and Hello My Darlings. On the show this week, we have the Greatest Novelty Records Part 2 with a British flavor. And my fake British accent that really sounds terrible, but, you know, that's as close as British as I could be.
Yes, you're not the most British person on the planet.
And drinking tea at 2 in the afternoon. Isn't it tea time or something like that, Devano?
It's always time for tea.
Oh, okay. Anyway, you have any more things about Greatest Novelty Records or something you can talk about?
I did, but I had a system malfunction and I no longer have access to the things that I thought I had.
What I will say...
Oh, no, I'm having a total system malfunction over here. You have no idea.
Oh, gotta get a new computer, I guess. Can we say something, Daffodil?
We...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh.
That's
your cue to say something, like play a record, maybe?
Well, I'm all discombobbled because things disappeared on me when I was in the middle of using them.
Oh, darn.
It really ruins my whole day.
Oh.
Basically, I love novelty songs.
Yes.
That's why I do this show.
Of course.
Because I like weird things.
Wacky, warped, and weird every week. That
exactly.
makes sense. Yes.
And I know that you're going to play two more really cool songs now.
Oh, while we fix the computer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We've got Max Bygraves and your pink toothbrush. A pink toothbrush? Whatever. We're starting off, though, with Lonnie Donegan. He's famous for Does This Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight? Here's another one called My Old Man's a Dustman. Right here on...
Your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. That is Cheese, Please.
Now here's a little story. To tell it is a must. About an unsung hero that moves away a dust. Some people make a fortune, others earn a mint. My old man don't earn much. In fact, he's flipping skint. Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in the council flat. He looks a proper nana in his great big off-nail boots. He's got such a job to pull them up, but he calls them daisy roots. Some folks give tips at Christmas, and some of them forget. So when he picks their bins up, he spills some on the step. Now one old man got nasty, and to the council wrote, next time my old man went round there, he punched him up the throat. Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat. I say, Les.
Yeah?
I found a police dog in my dustbin.
Well, how do you know he's a police dog?
He had a policeman with him. Though my old man's a dustman, he's got an heart of gold. He got married recently, though he's 86 years old. We said, here, hang on, Dad, you're getting past your prime. He said, well, when you get my age, it helps to pass the time.
Oh!
My old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat. I say. My dustbin's full of lilies.
Well, throw them away, then.
I can't, lilies wearing them. Now, one day, whilst in a hurry, he missed a lady's bin. He hadn't gone but a few yards when she chased after him.
What game do you think you're playing?
She cried right from the heart.
You've missed me, am I too late?
Now jump up on the cart. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in the council flat. I say.
What's you again?
My dustbin's absolutely full with toadstools.
How do you know it's full?
Cause there's not mushroom inside. He found a tiger's egg one day, nailed to a piece of wood. The tiger looked quite miserable, but I suppose he should. Just then from out a window, a voice began to wail. He said, oi, where's me tiger's head?
4 foot from his tail.
Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat. Next time you see a dustman looking all pale and sad, don't kick him in the dustbin. It might be my old dad.
In life, there are a lot of things to be serious about. But if you haven't figured it out already, we're not one of them. Where bad music is a good thing. Sorry, Martha. Cheese, please.
My mummy bought a toothbrush. It was a lovely pink. And when it looked across at Dad's, I'm sure I saw it wink. That night I had a funny dream while fast asleep in bed. Two toothbrushes were holding hands, And this is what they said. You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Have we met somewhere before? You're a pink toothbrush, and I think toothbrush that we met by the bathroom door. Glad to meet toothbrush, such a sweet toothbrush. How you thrill me through and through. Don't be hard, toothbrush, on a soft toothbrush, 'cause I can't help loving you. Every time I hear you whistle, it makes my nylon bristle. You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Won't you marry me in haste? I'll be true, toothbrush, just to you, toothbrush, when we both use the same toothpaste. Every time I hear you whistle, it makes my nylon bristle. You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Won't you marry me in haste? I'll be true toothbrush, just to you toothbrush, when we both use the same.
Keys, please. A little scratchy. It's a little old, but Max Bygraves and your pink toothbrush.
Very cool.
That is. That is. And before that, we had Lottie Donegan and my old man's a dustman.
So don't kick him in the dustpan.
Exactly. My name is Surfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I'm not completely back to 100%, but I'm able to at least talk, which I couldn't apparently do last break.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the computer really took you for a loop there. I guess we're going
to... I'm not used to my computer not doing what I tell it to do.
No. Are we going to have to get it repaired or anything like that?
No, I think it was just a malfunction. It might have been a user problem.
User error. That's what all these IT people say. It's always user error. Should I take it to get it repaired, though? I mean, if these IT people think it's our fault, you know?
No. What? It's going to be fine. It'll
okay.
be fine. I'll fix it later.
Anyway, we're wrapping up our two-parter of the greatest novelty records with a British flavor on part number two. I hope you enjoyed it. I personally did.
It was a lot of fun.
Especially seeing Daffodil just squirming a little bit there.
That was not part of the show. It was not planned. The pleasures of live recording the show.
Oh, well, I'm just poking in the side, Daffodil. You know that.
You're just poking fun, eh?
Yes, yes. We're ending off the show with Tommy Cooper and Don't Jump Off the Roof. That's probably a good idea.
No, Don't Jump Off the Roof, Dad.
Oh.
Don't forget the last word. It's kind of important in the title.
Oh, that's true, I suppose. And we're starting off this set with The Army Game by Michael Medwin, Alfie Bass, and we heard we're from Bernard Breslau earlier. So they're all coming into that song. Anyway, until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we call Cheese Please. Come back next week where we will have more fun and shenanigans.
All right, let's have you, get filling. Company, wait for it. You're in the army now.
Up, two, three, four, up, two, three.
The day you start in the army game, you think you'll surely die of shame.
1,000 soldiers take your name,
then stand around and gloat.
They shave your whiskers and cut your hair, they give you something brown to wear.
The trousers don't fit anywhere,
and neither does the coat.
They read you the rules, they lend you the tools, they teach you to be a soldier.
So if you get caught, it's nobody's fault.
You can't say that no one told you.
You're in the army, you're in the cake, you might as well accept your fate. Future in finding and cursing the day that you came. 'Cause you're in the loony, goony, barmy army game.
Here, spring.
What's that boot to me, old son?
Oh, my feet, they're killing me.
I wouldn't like to tell you what your voice is doing to me.
So here you are in the army gang. You may be old, you may be lame.
Thick at your marching just the same. You never seem to stop.
In double columns and single files across the fields and over stiles.
For miles and miles and miles and miles.
You march until you drop. You get back to camp, dishevelled and dead. There isn't a thing I'm telling. You fall into bed, you're practically dead. The next thing you know, rebelling.
Then back you go to the old routine. There's spuds to peel and boots to clean.
There's brass to be polished until it's as bright as a flame. That's the push and shove in ever loving army.
Isn't it lovely to be in the British Army, eh?
Smashing.
Belt up, Popeye.
See, guys, you go for the army game. What fun there is all the same.
And there is nothing like a dame
to brighten up your life. They throw a dance at the village hall, but though you think you'll have a ball,
the officers have grabbed it all.
Except the vicar's wife.
You love them, you do, and they love you too. You're willing to make a wager.
And who do you love? All others above.
The company sergeant major.
But sure as Texas, there'll come a day. You pack your bag, you're on your way. You're out of the army at last, but I'm ready to claim that you're gonna miss the good old army.
When is being cheesy not stinky?
Cheese, please.
Right, here we go then. Right, here we are then. Right. That's it. Right. I'll take over now, boys. Right, I'll take over. Right. Here we go then. Leave it to me now. I shall get it in a minute. Daddy came home from work tired. The boss had been driving him mad. The kids started fighting. The dog bit him too. His dinner was nothing but warmed over stew. I guess it was then he decided, up to the rooftop he'll go. He was about to jump off when the kids started howling below. Oh,
don't jump off the roof, Dad. You'll make a hole in the yard. Mother just planted petunias. The weeding and seeding was hard. If you must end it all, Dad, won't you please give us a break? Just take a walk to the park, Dad, and there you can jump in the lake.
Keep it going, boys. Keep it going now. That's it. Nice and loud.
Don't jump off the roof, Dad. You'll make a hole in the yard. Mother just planted petunias. The weeding and seeding was hard. If you must end it all, Dad, won't you please give us a break? Just take a walk to the park, Dad, and there you can jump in the lake.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.